Irlands wilder Westen. John Power und die Beara Distillery. Willkommen zu einer neuen Episode des Podcasts Erlebnis Irland. Dem Podcast für alle, die Irland mit allen Sinnen erleben möchten. Ich bin Chris und gemeinsam mit meiner Frau Fee nehmen wir euch mit auf unsere Reise über die Grüne Insel zu ihren besonderen Orten und spannenden Menschen und genussvollen Momenten. Auf unserer letzten Recherchereise durch West Cork haben wir eine ganz besondere Distillerie besucht, die Beara Distillery. Mitten auf der rauen und wunderschönen Beara-Halbinsel entstehen dort in echter Handarbeit preisgekrönte Gins und Whiskys. Inspiriert vom Atlantik, den Cahar Mountains und der traditionellen irischen Handwerkskunst. Fee hat vor Ort mit John Power, dem Gründer und Inhaber der Distille, gesprochen. In diesem Gespräch geht es nicht nur um Gin und Whisky, sondern auch um Visionen und Heimatverbundenheit und was es bedeutet, in einer kleinen Brennerei Großes zu schaffen. Lehnt euch zurück, nehmt euch vielleicht ein Glas zur Hand und begleitet uns zu einem echten Geheimtipp an der irischen Küste.
So, today we are at the Beara Distillery, and I meet myself with John Power, and he's introducing himself.
Hi, my name is John Power. I'm the founder of Beara Distillery. We're situated here on the Beara Peninsula, at the westmost point of Cork County, Ireland. We started this distillery back in 2017, just because our experience from travels around Scotland in particular, where we ventured in to see many, many distilleries in very rural areas. So we thought this would be a good fit for the peninsula.
So what makes your distillery special?
So I think the location is what we're selling here is the location, and our background in this locality is marine, all to do with the fishing industry. The marine heritage of this area goes back many centuries. Even back to the time of the naming of the peninsula, was named after a Spanish princess who came here with her newly married husband, Owen Moore. He was a local chieftain, and he christened the whole peninsula after her. That's why we use the name Beara. That's the name of our peninsula. She was Princess Beara. But it's all about this area. It's all about the peninsula, and of course, this distillery is a family-owned, family-run operation that we will hopefully keep going for many generations.
When did you start with your project?
Yeah. So 2017, we opened here. But we were looking at the project for a few years before that. It takes a lot of time to get everything organized, and the permits you need, and of course the equipment and all that. It takes a long time, but we got there eventually, and we opened the doors in September 17.
How many batches of gin or whiskey do you produce?
Well, sorry, how many SKUs, how many types? Yeah. So we have two types of gin. This is one.
That's
the Ocean Gin.
It's in the blue.
it's clear. It's clear liquid. And the pink version is just another version that we launched back in 2018 for Valentine's Day, and they just kept it going since. But we also have three whiskies. The three whiskies would be a broad representation of Irish whiskey in general. We've got a blend, that was our first one, our black cask. And we also have a single malt and a single grain whiskey.
What makes the difference between Irish whiskey and Scottish whiskey?
So in the malt production, all Irish whiskey is triple distilled. That's why we think that our whiskey is a little bit better. But but a lot of Scottish whiskey is produced using peat, and they have maybe a peaty flavour to the product, whereas most Irish whiskies wouldn't have that. It's a milder spirit to drink entirely. Yeah.
And for the gin, you use special herbs or?
Yeah, so what we say, what sets our gin apart? So at the end of the day, most gins are produced using neutral spirit, and you distill the botanicals in the still. What you end up with is what you have for your gin. So you end up with maybe so many litres of 80% alcohol, and that's it. But with our gin, when we started, we really wanted to get a good recipe. So we set about speaking with a lady. She was actually a German lady, Julia Norni. And Julia, she has very fine sensory. She came here for nearly 3 weeks, and we started setting about producing a gin that would be unique is the word I suppose we're looking for. Because what we do, unlike most gins, our gin is a blend of four different distillates. So the first part is the base gin, as what we call the base gin. The base gin is basically juniper, coriander, and seven botanicals. But we also used, in the second part, separately, we distilled the zest. And the reason for that is that most people that use citrus in their alcohol use dried peels. And with dried peels, you get the whole peel, including the pit. And the pit is a little bit bitter. So we just use the fresh fruit, and we zest the fruit every time we do this run. That's the second part. So the third part is sugar kelp. So again, going with the marine theme, we discovered that this type of seaweed, in a balance of a blend, it goes very well with our product. So we distill that separately. And the fourth one, the last part, the last distillate, is fuchsia, or fuchsia in German. It grows wild here every September.
It has a red flower.
Red flower, yeah, that's right. And it's like every September we can collect this in abundance from the hedgerows in the fields around here. And we distill it and store it in containers. And we use this as the fourth part of our gin. So when we blend all these together, we start to cut it with purified spring water from this locality. It comes from the mountains up here, the Caha Mountains. Mm-hmm. And they're the mountains that they divide the peninsula, but they also divide Cork and Kerry counties. Mm-hmm. And in that process, we infuse the mix with Atlantic sea salt brine, Atlantic sea salt water. So that's quite unique. No, there's no other gin in the world that has that combination. And has that doing it this way, you have very good consistency with your product. You have very, very good quality. You can control it because you have a very good, unique flavor. Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
And you have the sources locally, so this means you don't have a lot of import and export to do?
Well, juniper would be something that grows in Ireland, but not in abundance. Yeah, you'd have to import the juniper and coriander and other small parts of the gin. But yes, the sugar kelp is grown locally. It's a cultivated seaweed. So they grow it in the sea on long lines, and it's dried by one of my friends locally here, and he sends that to China for a food additive. And of course, the fuchsia grows wild here, so that's easy. Yeah.
So does the pink color from the pink ocean gin come from the fuchsia?
No. When you distill all alcohol, when it's distilled, is clear. So no, the color comes from carmine and cranberry, and a little bit of rose water. So the cranberry makes it a little bit dry, but it's stable in alcohol. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So which of those two gins is your favorite?
I suppose the original gin, there's not a huge difference. Like I said, the cranberry makes the pink gin a little bit dry, mm-hmm. but the original gin, as what we call the original or the classic gin, is a really good high quality gin, you know. We have never had a bad review. Mm-hmm.
And you also share recipes on your homepage?
Yeah, so on the website we try to include favorite cocktails for both the whiskey and the gin. I guess there's Manhattan for the whiskey that is kind of the standard, is a good general purpose cocktail. But for the gin, we came together with another company in Kinsale that makes Kinsale Mead. Mead is a very old Celtic honey-based alcohol. So we have a specific cocktail that we do with Kinsale Mead and Beara Gin. It's called the Bee's Knees. You can see this on the website.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. Bee's Knees, yes. Of course, it's again this natural honey they use and all that, so it's good. It's just another add to the story. Yeah.
Absolutely. So when you started the business and you made your first gin, mm-hmm. I'm sure you smile a lot. What was the best experience?
I suppose so. It's good to see, you know, when you go to a restaurant or a hotel to see the product available, and gives a bit of pride. But also when we go abroad, you know, in Germany, it's available from Dazzler Drinks. Dazzler Drinks supply Amazon DE, so it's good to see it in Germany as well, and places, you know. And eventually, you know, it will become, I think, at the end of the day, once you have a quality product and stick to the quality, keep focused on the quality, without having a very expensive product. You can have very good quality without having it too expensive. I think the two of them qualities, good quality and at the right price, will make the product last, you know. Yeah, some products may be too expensive for general use, we'll say, and maybe the quality wouldn't be as consistent, so that's very important to us. Yeah.
Is there a difference in like the alcohol input in Germany than for the products you send to Germany, or is it the same?
Oh no, it's exactly the same. Yeah, everything, the quality is exactly the same. There's no change in any of the ingredients. No, it's the same product. Yeah.
Okay. So how much do you produce during the year?
So we're not very big. Like, we're very much under capacity. Like, unfortunately, when COVID came, we were only 2 years in operation, so it kind of hit us back. So it's really since 2020, the end of 22, early 23, that we're building back up again. We'd be maybe up to 20,000-30,000 bottles this year, but we have much more capacity. You know, we can ramp that up. We're focusing on marketing abroad now a lot, and Europe. So even as far as Asia, we have interest. So, you know, yeah. So we'll see. This is for the next generation anyway. They can do most of the work.
Okay. So what does gin and whiskey connect to the Irish soul? How does it connect to the Irish soul?
Well, gin wouldn't be connected directly to any Irish history. I mean, gin was actually started in Holland back in the day, and it would be synonymous with London as well, London dry gin. But unlike whiskey, gin doesn't have a GI, a geographical indicator, whereas Irish whiskey does. And I guess in Europe, the quality stands out and people look for our gin. But when you go further afield to places like Asia, it's not as synonymous with Ireland, so they're more focused on whiskey. And like I said, Irish whiskey has got a GI, a geographical indicator, the same as Scottish whiskey or tequila or whatever, you know. So it can only be produced in Ireland. So, yeah, so production of whiskey in Ireland is increasing gradually. So, like they say, a rising tide floats all the boats. It's important that all the whiskey distilleries that are starting now in Ireland are out there, because every country you go to, it's becoming more popular. If it was just trying to build a new brand on your own, it would be nearly impossible. Mm-hmm. But with all the other distilleries, it's becoming more popular.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you also do distillery tours, or just...
Here where we're sitting is the Fisherman's Loft. We put this together with a lot of memorabilia from our fishing time. And just to preserve a little bit of the fishing heritage in this area. And some information boards about history as well from the peninsula. So, yeah, it's this. We can do up to 24 people here, or up 20 comfortably anyway, to do whiskey and gin tasting. Yeah.
So you're also doing two buses then?
Two
buses?
Yeah, if anyone that comes, we can try and fit them in at the end of the day. Like, that's what we're here for, business. Yeah.
It sounds good. So where can people book the tours?
So, yeah, you just go online on our website, www.thebearadistillery, and you'll see on the menu for tours, shop, etc. You can also go on the online shop there and buy the product. Just book it online. Or, of course, phone us. That's sometimes people find that easier because we can be flexible with the times then, you know, mm-hmm. besides trying to book it online. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. How much is a tour?
So 27 euro. So for that, you get half an hour talking about gin while they enjoy a gin and tonic, one from our Bear Ocean Gin. And then we come in here to the Fisherman's Loft, and generally about an hour here because we have three whiskies to taste. And these whiskies are paired with chocolates that are made specially by our local chocolatier, Benoit Lorge. He's got a shop in Kinmare. Mm-hmm. So he paired these chocolates specially with our whiskies. So we do a tasting and comparison with the whiskey and also speak about the history of whiskey production and how the whiskey is evolving into European culture now as well. So that takes about an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But well worth spent.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, three whiskies and a gin and tonic and plenty fun, you know.
Yeah. Sounds like a good deal in that case. So if a person comes to Beara and does your tasting, what else should they do?
Yeah, so we've got a few, well, in the last couple of years, we have Thursday Boat Tours and Beara Boat Tours, two different companies. They obviously weather depending, but they can take you out to some of the very, very nice scenery off the west coast here. The Bull Rock is such a unique place to be, with the tunnel going through the rock and all this. The Heritage Museum in Alahees, you've got art galleries about the place, you know. So there's a few other things to see.
Plenty to do.
Plenty to do if you get the time to do it, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Is there anything you want to add?
No, just I suppose we strive here for quality, and it's our ambition to produce a quality product at the right price. And yeah, I mean, if you come to Beara, give us a shout.
Das war unser Besuch bei der Beara Distillery und das inspirierende Gespräch mit John Power, das eindrucksvoll zeigt, wie viel Leidenschaft in jedem Tropfen steckt, der dort produziert wird. Wenn euch diese Episode gefallen hat, freuen wir uns wie immer über eure Bewertung oder lasst ein Abo da. Ihr könnt uns aber auch über Facebook, Instagram oder per E-Mail euer Feedback hinterlassen. Die Infos zur Beara Distillery, Links zu den Whiskys, Gins und zur Tour findet ihr wie immer in der Shownotes zu dieser Episode. Denkt daran, Irland ist voller Geschichten. Manchmal brauchen sie nur ein gutes Ohr und ein wenig Neugier, um entdeckt zu werden. Bis zur nächsten Folge, Slán go Fóill, und bleibt neugierig.